Good afternoon, everyone.
大家好，大家晚上下午好。
If you have your Bible, please turn to Luke chapter 13.
请打开圣经，路加福音第十三章。
We're going to read from verse 1-9.
我们将读第十三章第一到第九节。
And I will read to you in English, and then Brother Jinger would read in Chinese.
你先读英文，然后再读中文。
Luke chapter 13, verse 1. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them. Do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who live in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Verse 6, and he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser,Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground? And he answered him, Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and put on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down.
路加福音十三章第一节，正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。耶稣说：“你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。从前西罗亚楼倒塌了，压死18个人。你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。于是用比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树，栽在葡萄园里。他来到树前找果子，却找不着，就对管园的说：看来我这3年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占土地呢？管园的说：主啊，今年且留着，等我周围掘开土加上坟，以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍了。
Let me pray.
我们低头祷告。
Lord, I pray right now as we read your word, as we hear from you, I pray that Lord you would speak to us, that the Holy Spirit would guide us and convict our lives.
现在主耶稣，今天我们来到你面前，希望你的圣灵向我们开启，让我们明白你的话语。
We pray that Lord, you would help us to understand, and that the Word of God may change our lives forever.
帮助我们，你的话可以使我们改变我们的生命。
We thank you and commit all this in Jesus' name.
谢谢主，一切奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Okay, you know, when Jesus came into the world, most people do not.Recognize who he really is.
当主耶稣来到这个世上的时候，很多人都不知道他到底是谁。
You know, some think that he's someone special with miraculous power to heal.
有些人可能认为他是一位具有神奇力量的很特殊的人。
And others, of course, consider him a good teacher.
有人认为他是一位良善的夫子。
And still, there are those who had mistaken him.As a type of political savior,
有的人错误地认为他是一位政治的领袖
a political savior who would lead them against the cruel Roman Empire at that time.
错误地认为他是一位政治救星，能够带领他们抵抗残暴的罗马帝国的统治。
As you can see, there were many misguided ideas of who Jesus was at that time.
我们可以看出来，当时有许多对耶稣基督有一些错误的认识。
But it remains the same today.
当然，直到今天，这种情况还是时有发生。
You see, most today or many today believe that Jesus was a good person.
许多人认为今天的许多人认为耶稣是一位很好的人。
And he teaches good morals.
他教导良善的道德。
The Muslim people believe that Jesus was merely a prophet.
穆斯林人认为耶稣只是一位先知。
But he's not God.
他不是上帝。
As for us today, as Christians,
对我们来说，今天基督徒来说，
we do believe all of that.
我们当然相信这一切。
Except that we do agree that Jesus is more than just a good teacher or a miracle worker.
当然，主耶稣基督不仅仅是一位良善的夫子，是一位好的教师。
We as Christians must affirm Jesus as more than just a good teacher and a good miraculous healer.
我们要认识主耶稣基督，他不仅仅是一位良善的夫子，一位具有神奇力量的人。
He is first and foremost God.
他首先最重要的是神。
And he came into the world to save us.
他来到这个世上拯救我们。
In other words, he is our savior.
换句话说，他是我们的救主。
But not the kind of political savior that his disciples thought.
不像他的一些门徒说一开始想象的那样，是一位政治的救星。
But a spiritual savior.
而是一位属灵的救主。
He's here to save your soul.
他在这里是要救我们的灵魂。
As a spiritual savior, Jesus' ministry on this earth is to save us by calling us to repentance and embracing.
作为属灵的救主，他来到这个世上是要呼召我们悔改。
The book of Matthew recorded the beginning of Jesus' ministry in chapter 4, verse 17 by saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
马太福音四章十一节也记载了说，天国近了，你们当悔改。
See, everything that Jesus does is always drawing people to repentance.
无论主耶稣做什么，总是要让我们悔改。
You think about it, why did he preach about himself?
你想想，他为什么要传讲他自己的福音呢
？Why did he heal people？
为什么他要医治病人
？The answer is to draw people to repentance and to believe who he is。
回答这个就是说，他要让我们悔改。
So as we look at this passage in Luke, I want to highlight two points here。
当我们来看今天路加福音这段经文的时候，我想指出两点。
First of all, it talks about the necessity for all to repent.
首先是悔改的必要性。
And secondly, the urgency for all to repent.
再就是悔改的急迫性。
First point, the necessity for all to repent.
第一点，悔改的必要性。
Let me ask you a question. Why is it necessary for all to repent?
让我问大家一个问题，为什么说悔改是有必要的呢？
Why bother?
何苦来呢？
You know, Jesus used two stories as an example to teach this point.
主耶稣用了两个例子来说明这个观点。
The first story is found in verse 1.
第一个例子是在十三章第一节。
And it said, there were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices.
第一节说，正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。
This means that Pilate had killed a group of Galileans as they offered or prepared to offer their sacrifices.
这里是说比拉多其实杀了一些加利利人。
Jesus responded with a question. Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way?
主耶稣用了一个反问的方式回答这个问题。你们以为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？
Before anyone could answer his question, Jesus concluded with a resounding answer.
在人们还没有回答他的问题的时候，主耶稣用高亢的语调回答了他们。
Means Jesus is answering his own question.
就是说主耶稣回答了他自己的问题。
He said, No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
他说：“我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。”
So Jesus saying that these Galileans who were killed so violently has nothing to do with the fact that they are worse sinners than others.
就是说，这些被杀的加利利人，他们的罪性并不比其他的加利利人更重。
And again, Jesus spoke of another story in verse 4.
在第四节又讲了第二个例子。
And he said, of those 18 on whom the tower of Siloam fell and killed him, do you think they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem?
从前希罗亚楼倒塌了，压死18个人，你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？
You see, this question, this story is very similar to the first one.
这个故事和前面的故事很相似。
And once more, before anyone could answer, Jesus answered his own question with a resounding no.
再一次主耶稣用高亢的回答来回答了他提出的问题。
He said, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish.
你们若不悔改都要如此灭亡。
How did Jesus use these two stories to convey his point about the necessity for all to repent?
主耶稣如何用这两个例子来阐述他的观点呢？这个悔改必要性的观点呢？
And what was Jesus trying to say?
主耶稣到底要向我们讲什么？
First of all,
首先，
Jesus was clearly pointing out to the sinfulness of all human beings.
首先，主耶稣指出了人类的所有人的这个罪性。
See, those who told this story to before Jesus may have a skewed understanding of the corruption of all men. And Jesus wants to correct their understanding.
那些告诉主耶稣这件事情的人，可能有对这个人的罪性的有一个错误的理解。
What is their understanding?
他们的错误的理解是什么呢？
Perhaps they may have thought that whenever something terrible happens to someone,
他们可能以为有如果有一些人坏的事情发生，这些人
it is because they must have sinned or done something wrong.
一定是他们做错了一些事，或者他们犯罪。
They believe that bad things only happen to bad people.
他们以为坏事情只会对坏人发生。
So which means if I'm a good person, I should not be suffering.
就是说，如果我是个好人，我不应该遭受苦难。
And of course, many people today think that way too.
当然，现在有一些人也同样是这样认为。
Because a lot of people today think that I'm a good person.
有很多人认为说我是一个好的人。
So therefore, bad things should not happen to me.
坏的事情不应该发生在我身上。
But what happens when it does?
如果发生了怎么办呢？
You begin to question about your own self.
你开始反问自己。
Am I really a good person?
我是一个真正的一个好人吗？
See, the Bible never teaches that everyone is a good person.
圣经从来没有告诉我们所有的人，人人都是一个好人。
In fact, the Bible never even said that there is one good person in this world.
圣经里只说了一个好人。
But of course, God in Jesus Christ.
当然，主耶稣基督是唯一的一个完善的人。
Is the only one who is truly good.
唯一的一个真正的完全的人。
So you see, this theology of sin and suffering was especially common in ancient Israel.
这种对罪的这个错误的认识呢，在以色列人当中是很普遍的。
This understanding of bad things only happening to bad people was very common in Israel at that time.
这种坏事情只发生在坏人身上，好事情发生在好人身上，对当时的以色列人当中，很多人都这样认为。
Especially when you read about the book of Job.
特别是当你在读约伯记的时候。
Remember that whenever Job's friend accused him of sinning before God, which led him to his suffering.
你还记得当时约伯的朋友老是在的说约伯是因为犯了什么罪才遭受这样的苦难的吗？
They think that all these bad things were happening to him because he had sinned or because he had done something wrong before God.
所以约伯所遭受的苦难一定是因为他犯了什么罪导致的。
But you see, even Jesus' own disciples had the same reasoning.
也主耶稣基督即使他的门徒有时候也这样认为。
In John chapter 9 verse 2, Jesus' disciple asked him about the man born blind on the street.
约翰福音里记载有一个人生来是瞎眼的，他的门徒问。
They asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
拉比是谁犯下了罪，是他自己还是他的父母呢？
See, the disciples assumed that the blind man had to be suffering because of somebody's sin.
他的主耶稣的门徒以为这个生来瞎眼的人 是这样，肯定是因为有些人犯了，是有人犯了罪。
And I would not be surprised today when people continue to think like this, even among Christians.
当然，即使我们今天的基督徒这样认为，也不吃惊。
Perhaps you may ask yourself, do I know anyone like this?
你可能会问，我像这样的人吗？
But of course, before I continue, I do want to clarify that sometimes people do suffer the consequences of their own actions.
当然，在我继续讲到之前，我要声明一点，有一些人确实是因为犯罪而遭受苦难。
But not all suffering and judgment is caused by someone's sin or my own sin.
并不是所有的苦难都来自于这个人的犯罪。
Therefore,We do not have the right to make any moral judgment at someone who is suffering in any case.
我们没有权利来做出这样的论断。
Jesus made it very clear in these two examples with a resounding no, for we are all equal sinners.
主耶稣用一个高亢的回答，不，凡不悔改的一切都要灭亡，来解释了这一点。
Just as Romans 3, verse 11 to 12 said,
罗马书三章十一节说
No one is righteous.
没有义人
No, not one.
连一个也没有
No one understands.
没有明白的
No one seeks for God.
没有寻求神的
All have turned aside.
都是偏离正路
Together they have become worthless.
一同变为无用
And no one does good.
没有人行善的
Not even one.
连一个也没有
So as you can see, this is the corruption of all men.
这就可以看出我们人类的堕落。
Because of sin.
因为我们犯罪。
I'm not good.
我不是一个好人。
You are not good.
你也不是一个好人。
Because the Bible said so.
因为圣经这样说的。
That's why we need a savior.
这就是为什么我们需要一位救主。
If you think about this, if you are good, why do you need a savior to die for you? Why do you need Jesus?
想想看，如果你已经是很好了，你为什么需要一位救主呢？
Of course, there are many today who think that they are good. That's why they don't need Jesus.
当然，现在有很多人认为他们自己很好，所以不需要救主。
But it is only God who can convict you of your sins, who can make you aware of who you are.
当然，只有上帝才能够让你认识到你的罪性。
Secondly, rather than leaping to any conclusion about how guilty someone is, we have something far more important to think about.
我们不要老去考虑别人犯如何如何的有罪，更重要的是要多考虑一下我们自己的罪。
It is about our own sin and the punishment that it deserves.
我们自己犯的罪所带来的刑罚是什么？
You know, Jesus safely assumes that no one is exempted from sin, whether it is obvious or not.
主耶稣告诉我们，没有人能够脱离罪，无论是明显的或者是隐藏的罪。
If you think about it, some sins are worse than others in their destructive power.
有一些罪可能它所带来的这个后果比另一些罪要大。
But all sin is sin.
但无论如何，罪就是罪。
Whether it is a big sin or a small sin,
不管是大的罪或者是小的罪，都是罪。
You know, whether it is murdering or telling a lie,
无论是杀人或者是撒谎。
Whether it is honoring your parents,
或者是不孝敬父母。
Dishonoring your parents, sorry.
无论是不孝敬父母。
Or dishonoring God,
还是不尊主为大。
They're all sin.
他们这都是罪。
In God's eyes.
在上帝的眼里，这都是罪。
And that is why, you know, because of this, we are all guilty before God and deserves punishment.
这就是为什么我们在上帝面前都是有罪的，我们都要灭亡。
But that is also why Jesus said, unless you repent.
主耶稣说，除非你悔改。
You will all likewise perish.
你们都要灭亡。
You know, being perish here means that you will suffer the condemnation of hell and being separated from God.
灭亡就是说你在地狱里遭受惩罚，和上帝脱离。
But there's a way out of it.
有一个办法能够脱离这一切。
And that is to repent before God.
这就是在 上帝面前悔改认罪。
And to repent is to confess the sinfulness of our sin against God and to acknowledge that we need Jesus.
悔改就是在上帝面前承认我们的罪，需要主耶稣基督来拯救我们。
Secondly, let us talk about the urgency for all to repent.
下面我们来看一看这个悔改的紧迫性。
We talk about the necessity, now we talk about the urgency.
我们刚才讲了悔改的必要性。
Now, while we are all aware of the need to repent, Jesus also reminded us that there is a time frame towards repentance.
主耶稣基督也不仅告诉我们悔改是有必要的，同时也告诉我们悔改必须在一定的时间段里。
Jesus then began using a famous parable to describe the barren fig tree.
主耶稣基督在这里用了一个比喻来阐述这个道理。
He said in verse 6-7, A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, Look, for 3 years now I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?
主耶稣在这里用一个比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子却找不着，就对管园的说，看到我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地土呢？
What is Jesus saying in this story?
主耶稣基督在这个比喻里要告诉我们什么呢？
He's making a point that repentance must always result in fruit bearing.
他在告诉我们悔改一定是要结出果子。
Meaning if someone had repented from their sins, the result of their repentance must lead them into a fruitful Christian life that includes obeying God's word and doing good works.
意思是说，有人从他们的罪里悔改，悔改的果效一定是导致一个有属灵果子的基督徒的生活，包括遵守上帝的话语，并按照上帝的话语去行。
You don't do good works before you become a Christian because you cannot. You are not a good person.
你不能行善，在你成为基督徒之前，你不能行善，因为你不是一个好人。
But when you accepted Jesus, He gives you the Holy Spirit that produces good works.
当你接受了主耶稣基督以后，你应该能够行出善来，因为有圣灵的内助。
He gives you the Holy Spirit that helps you to obey God.
圣灵帮助你，圣灵帮助你去遵行上帝的话语。
See, repentance is not the end, but the beginning of a new life in Christ.
悔改不是基督徒生活的结束，而是一个基督徒生活的开始。
See, there are a lot of people who think that I'm a Christian now. Good, the end.
许多人认为我是一个基督徒，我悔改了很好，结束了。
No, but the Bible says that when you become a Christian, you are called to have a new life.
圣经里告诉我们，当你被呼召成为一个基督徒以后，你要开始了一个新的生活。
Means you are newborn, you are a new creature, you are a new creation.
因为你有新的生命，必须有新的生活。
So repentance is only the beginning of a new life.
悔改只是新生命的开始。
There's a long road ahead of us, depending on how old you live too.
我们在人生的路上还有很长一段需要走。
And this road from then on marks the beginning and marks the life of our life in Christ.
当你悔改的那一天，你在新的生活上就开始了一个新的起点。
You see, when God raised Israel up,
当上帝从将以色列人举起来的时候。
When God raised Israelites, all the people from Israel up, not the Israel today, but the Israel in the Bible at that time.
是说在上帝将以色列人拯救出来的时候，是在旧约里讲的这个以色列人，不是现在的这个以色列人。
He gave them every spiritual advantage that includes the word of God and the promise of the covenant.
他们给了以色列人所有的这些应许。
God expects the Israelites to live and bear abundant fruit of obedience to God.
上帝是要以色列人过一个有圣灵果子的一个生活。
But it is the same for us today.
我们今天因为犯罪堕落。
God also expects us as Christians to to live just to be able to produce abundant fruit just like Israel.
啊，对我们基督徒来说，今天同样的道理，我们应该过一个真正的有圣灵果子的基督徒的生活。
Because we too have heard the good news of the work of Christ and being given the Holy Spirit to lead us.
因为我们都听到了福音，并且有圣灵的内住。
And the Holy Spirit that lives in us as Christian produces love, joy, peace, and all other works of spiritual, of the fruits of the Spirit.
圣灵内住在我们的我们心里面，我们就有这个新的生命来结出这个和平喜乐忍耐的生活，仁爱的生活。
Just read Galatians chapter 5.
就像加拉太书里说的。
For it tells you what a Christian must produce.
加拉太书告诉我们，圣灵基督徒应该结出什么样圣灵的果子。
As such, we ought to be growing in godliness and fight against temptation of the world.
我们必须过一个成圣的生活，远离这个世界的诱惑。
And be active in all the ministry of God, such as helping the poor, evangelism, and many others.
我们应该主动的去做各种各样的事工，帮助穷人。
Because this is the result, this is the outcome of our new life in Christ.
因为这是我们一个新的基督徒生活的一个结果。
God did not save you just for you to sit there and do nothing with your life.
上帝不是拯救你，只是让你坐在这里不做任何事情。
He saved you so for something special.
他拯救你是为了有更多的、有特殊的使命。
He made you His sons and daughters. For a life that is marked with Christian godliness and a life that is marked with faithfulness towards God.
它是你从一个基督徒的一个满有基督徒生命的一个生一个生命。
Just as He has done in the past with Israel.
就像上帝对以色列人所做的。
With the Israelites.
对以色列人所做的。
Today, He is offering it to you.
今天上帝对我们也同样的要求。
No, but you think about this, what happens when repentance does not bring a fruitful Christian life?
如果悔改不结出没有任何圣灵的果子，是一个什么样的呢？
One who claims to have repented from their sins and turned to God yet shows no sign of bearing any good fruit after many years.
如果有人说他是悔改了，但是呢没有任何圣灵的果子。
He's none other than a false convert, because he did not experience real, genuine repentance. After all,
这就不是一个真正的基督徒，因为没有结出圣灵的果子，没有经历这个悔改的力量。
Jesus warns that this type of person is just like the fig tree that is taking up space and wasting valuable soil.
这样的人就像路加福音十三章里所说的是一个无花果树，这样一个不结果子的无花果树。
Therefore, the only solution to it is to cut it off.
唯一解决的办法就是把它砍掉。
You know, all of you who probably have planted fruits or planted trees to bear fruits or to bear herbs or something like that, if you probably have realized that if a tree is not healthy or if it's not growing in any kind, doesn't produce anything at all, it is literally wasting space.
我们都有这个有可能有栽植物或者种树的这个经验，如果它不结任何果子，也不开花，也不结果，那这就是在浪费这块地土，就只有把它砍掉。
And Jesus said the only solution to it is to cut it off.
唯一的解决的办法就是把它砍掉。
God is looking for good fruit in our lives.
上帝在寻求我们真正的一些属灵的果子。
But if we cannot find any,
如果他找不到任何属灵的果子在我们身上，
we need to repent.
我们需要再悔改。
Before we perish,
在我们灭亡之前，我们需要悔改。
But just as the fig tree was about to be cut down,
就像这个无花果树被砍掉一样，
the vine dresser intercedes on behalf of the tree owner, and he said in verse 8-9,
这个管园的向耶稣祈求。
Says in verse 8-9, Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and put manure. Then, if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down.
这个管员的说，主啊，今年且留着，等我周围掘开土加上坟，以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍了。
As you can see, the vine dresser did not deny that the fig tree had failed to bear good fruit.
你在这里可以看到这个管员呢没有否认这个无花果树不结果子。
And it deserves to be cut down.
应该是被砍掉。
But he believed that it deserves one final chance to produce.
但是他认为他相信呢，这一棵无花果树还需要再给他一点机会。
See, this parable indirectly speaks to the Israelites, speaks to the Jews, because Jesus was with them for 3 years and taught them and healed wherever he went. Yet they continue to reject him.
这一个例子向我们告诉我们同也是暗喻了说，主耶稣基督在地上三年行神迹医病赶鬼，但是呢以色列人仍然不认识他，不接受他。
While they reject him, yet God gave them another opportunity through Jesus' death and resurrection.
上帝给了以色列人再一次机会，主耶稣钉在十字架上为我们的罪被受死。
And his gospel was preached to them as well.
福音对他们传讲了。
As such, there's still time for Israel, for the Jews, to repent before judgment comes.
同样，对这些以色列人也给了第二次机会，让他们能够悔改。
However, it must also be said that this parable also speaks to us today.
这一个比喻同时也对我们有很有意义。
Because many people are in similar situation as the Israelites.
许多人就像是以色列人一样。
Including those in church.
包括我们今天在教会的人。
Many today in so many churches are not bearing good fruit and continue to live the life they seek to live and not the life that God intends for them.
我们这些经常来教会的人常常也是结不出很多圣灵的果子，没有过一个真正的主耶稣基督让我们过的生活。
And God has shown to have remarkable patience in delaying punishment and giving all of us a chance to repent before he comes to bring judgment.
上帝对我们已经忍耐了很多了，他给我们再一次一次的机会让我们悔改，是在他第二次再来之前给我们机会让我们悔改。
Second Peter chapter 3 verse 9 said, The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing that any should perish, but all should reach repentance.
彼得后书三章第九节说，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容我们。
See, there's still time to repent.
他不愿有一个沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
There's still time to repent for all who have not, but know that there is urgency to it because this window of opportunity will not stay open forever.
悔改是要在一定的时间段里的，在主耶稣再来之前，我们一定要悔改，这个时间不会一直的拖下去的。
As you consider this parable,
我们看到这个比喻。
Know that the vine dresser had appealed to the owner for one last chance before the fate of the fig trees decided.
这个管园的人该这个园主已经祈求了，再给这个无花果树一次机会。
God is the owner of the vineyard, ready to destroy the fig tree that is us.
上帝就是这个园主，他可以把这棵树砍掉。
But Jesus is the vine dresser who intercedes on our behalf.
主耶稣是这个管员的，他替我们祷告，再次给我们一个机会。
Jesus is buying us time and is cultivating us for repentance, preparing us for salvation.
主耶稣基督在给我们机会，在买赎我们在给我们买赎这个机会，是我们可以再悔改。
However, if we seek to remain unrepentant over our sins in this chance that is given to us,
但是如果我们执意不悔改的话，
know that Jesus himself will no longer act as the interceder.
如果我们执意不悔改的话，主耶稣基督也不会再继续给我们祷告。
But God will appoint him as the judge to carry out the sentence and punishment due for all those who reject Jesus.
上帝将会派主耶稣基督再来审判这个世界。
You know, John chapter 15, verse 6 said,
约翰福音十五章六节说，
If anyone does not abide in me, meaning anyone does not abide in Jesus, he's thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burnt.
约翰福音第十五章第六节是这样说的，他就可以约翰福音十五章六节说，人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
Do not wait any longer.
不要再等待了。
Repent and confess.
悔改认罪吧。
Just as Romans chapter 10 verse 9 said.
就像罗马书第十章第九节说，
If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
如果你心里相信，就可以称义；口里承认，就可以得救。
This is God's promise to you.
这是上帝对我们的应许。
And this is God's promise to all who comes to Him.
这是上帝对所有来到他面前的人的应许。
Only Jesus alone can save.
只有唯独主耶稣基督可以成全这事。
Only Jesus alone can deliver you from the punishment that from the judgment that is coming.
唯有主耶稣基督可以将我们从罪恶过犯当中拯救出来，免得刑罚。
And there's this small window of opportunity.
这个时间段是很小的。
You may live to, you know, a long and fruitful age, perhaps.
你可能会活在这个世上有一段时间。
That will probably be 50 years, 60 years, 70 years.
也可能50年、60年甚至70年。
And then when you die,
当你离开这个世上的时候，
But before you die, you decided that you want to repent.
当你在离开这个世上之前，你决定要悔改。
You may consider that.
你可能是这样想。
But know that Jesus is coming back.
你要知道主耶稣基督是要再来的。
He's coming back at a time where we don't know.
他带来的时候没有人能知道。
He may come back before you die.
他可能在你死之前就来了。
He may come back very soon.
他有可能很快他就来。
And so that's why this window of opportunity is small.
所以这个时间段其实是很小的。
This chance, this opportunity that Jesus, the vine dresser, had appealed for.
这个机会，这个管员的人替我们祷告的这个机会，其实是很不会再有的。
So you see, there's an urgency to repent.
我们可以看到这个悔改的紧迫性是多么的重要。
And the only person who can save you again is Jesus.
再一次，主耶稣基督，唯有主耶稣基督可以拯救我。
So let us pray.
低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for teaching us from this passage.
亲爱的天父，上帝，我们感谢你教导我们这一段经文。
We know and realize that, Lord, we are all sinful people.
我们都是罪人。
We are not good people.
我们不是良善的。
Because we are not able to consistently do good.
因为我们不能够始终如一地做好的事情。
We may feel like we are doing good one day, but the next day we may end up doing something bad.
我们可能今天做好事，明天就干坏事。
And that is the problem with all of us.
这就是我们的问题。
Because of the corruption of sin in our lives.
因为我们有一个犯罪堕落的生活。
None of us are capable of doing good consistently.
没有任何一个人可以不断地做行善。
And that's why, as such, we are all sinners.
这就是为什么我们都是罪人的缘故。
And deserves judgment.
我们应当受到惩罚。
But Jesus himself had given us an opportunity.
主耶稣基督他自己给了我们机会。
He has paved the way for sinners to be reconciled to God.
他为我们在悔改的路上已经奠定了基础，使我们可以重新入神，与神和好。
And only He alone can save us.
唯独主耶稣基督可以拯救我们。
And so we pray that we may look to Jesus in our lives each day.
我们将我们的生活交在主的手中。
And we pray that Lord we may continue to rely on Jesus each day.
我们愿意依靠仰望主耶稣基督。
For those of us who have known Jesus, we pray that we may continue to treasure Jesus.
我们要珍贵主耶稣基督。
And those who have not, we pray that Jesus may save them and come to become their treasure too.
没有信主的，求他们尽快的接受他为个人的救主。
So we thank you for this, Lord.
感谢主。
We commit all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.